Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful show with some healing. So like everybody, if you could, just go to the fast chat or you maybe call in, and we can do some call-ins today during the show for maybe sample healing, so or questions about the light ship. So here we go. Let's see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone, and we're going to have a beautiful night tonight of teachings and healing from the Creation Light Ship from Ron Amatron. And if you're new to the program, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the beautiful divine energies that Ron brings in from the Creation Light Ship. And you're welcome to ask questions or requests, put in requests. And you can do that either one of two ways, either calling in live. We'd love to hear from you. The phone number is 888-815-9756. I'll give you that one more time so you can write that down if you like. It's 888-815-9756. And if you prefer, you can type into the fast chat. The way you do that is you go to the Creation Light Ship page, and you scroll down a bit, and you'll see a link for BBS Fast Chat, and that will pop up a window for you, and you can type in any question or request that you have. And while you're doing that, while you're on the page for the Creation Light Ship, if you would, please scroll down until you see a beautiful picture there of the light being from the Creation Light Ship, and you'll want to have that up on your monitor screen so that you can see the change in the colors and the light coming from the light being. You'll see beautiful changes, and most importantly, you'll feel that energy in your heart center if you connect with it in your heart as Ron brings in those divine energies through the light being from the light ship. So you'll really enjoy that, so make sure you have that up if you can. And we will just get started. I guess, Ron, what would you like to get into at first?
Okay, let's bring through some peace energy. So if you'd like to, we'll bring up the light ship insignia. So, like we mentioned, just scroll down on the Creation Light Ship Healing page, and you're going to go past the blinking flower, and go a little bit further, and you're going to see a little ways, maybe about 60% down, the Light Ship insignia. So we're going to bring in the peace energy through this here, and just make sure you scroll down far enough here. It's past the picture of like baby Jesus here, and Jesus and the light being. There'll be some blue text, and then there's the Creation Light Ship insignia. So here comes the peace energy into that. Here we go. And it's coming in. I'll use the word stronger just to increase the energy. Here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just kind of enjoy that energy. What we'll do first is a sample of the emotional clearing. And here we go. We'll go back for the last 5 days. So 5 days ago, cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. This is like the other side of the coin here. Emotional body is invisible, so is the feeling body, and everybody needs the emotional one cleared, definitely. But some people live more in feelings. So if you're a feeling person, you're going to know it because you use the word feeling a lot in your vocabulary. I feel angry. I feel sad. I feel happy. I feel this person harmed me today. I feel panicky. I feel this. I feel that. If you say any of the words with feeling in it, that's an indication that you live in the feeling body. You normally don't live in the emotions because you're living in feelings because you're expressing that. So here we go. I'm going to do the same healing, and for those who don't necessarily live in the feeling body, you're going to actually have like icing on the cake after the sealing here, because the emulsion is where you're actually putting your energy. And here we go. Feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then we have other people who live in the mental realm. And there are people who don't sense anything when I do these first two clearings. They do definitely work, even though you don't sense it. Remember, feeling the energy, sensing them, has no validation if it's working or not, okay, because it always works. But some people say, I didn't feel anything or sense anything. And then I do a mental clearing, they go, oh, man, I really needed that one. Well, that's because they're living in their mental realm. So here we go. This is for a mental clearing. And typically, we'll just say this is mainly for men, but women live there too. So here we go. For mental clearing. And I'm going to go back 10 days. This feels like we have some mental people with us. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. And I'm yawning. Oh, I do 8 days over again. Okay. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, just see how you're doing, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that wonderful healing sample of those different bodies. And actually, we do have some questions coming up on the fast chat, so would this be a good time for me to...
Yeah, let's just go ahead. Sure. We'll do what we can here.
Okay, great. So one of the questions pertains to the healing that you were just doing. You were clearing the emotional body and the feeling body and the mental body. And someone was asking about the clearings that you do. When you clear, for example, the emotional body for the whole person's whole lifetime, does that clearing also include getting rid of entities that might be affecting that particular body that you're working on?
Typically, it could. It's not designed for that, but it is possible if they're hanging out there, they could be released, yes. But normally, I would say that the clearings are just strictly for the energy body. And entities is a completely different thing. If they're living in that body and it's being cleared, they would be cleared naturally, yes. But if they're just hanging out anywhere in you, wanting to come forward into your consciousness, then that typically would not clear them. But remember, they do come into you because of wanting to express their lifetime. And since we live on an emotional planet, they are wanting to experience some type of emotional energy. And so when we have emotional energy, this is how they come into us. This is how they want to express. So I hope that kind of answered your question, because they are living emotions through you. They're living their lifetime, and so they're living their, in a sense, their senses, their sensory body, if you want to use that term, through you. And normally it's always works out emotionally. Whatever we deal with here is some type of emotional something, whether it's emotional happiness or emotional sadness. There's always some type of emotional charge on this, which indicates that we are living in the emotional arena here. So I hope that answered your question for you.
Great. Yeah, that was a wonderful explanation. And I'll just add one thing to that. In my experience, like with, when you're doing the clearings of the emotional body, the feeling body, and the mental body, and so on, you're clearing up that density that's been stored in those bodies, all the negative energy that's been brought forward and kind of held in those bodies. Sometimes it seems like when that density goes, you completely change, and maybe there's been density in there, or like emotional trauma, for example, that the entities that were coming to you were attracted to because it resonated with their own, you know, emotional baggage and trauma. So maybe as those clearings are done, some of them are leaving just because there's not... no longer a harmonious frequency or resonance for them to be in. Would you say that's true, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. So if your life pattern, we'll say, is to have maybe a self-sabotaging energy in your whole life pattern, okay? So that life pattern then would bring to you, remember, this is all your ancestors' belief that you're experiencing. You're living their lifetime. So if your ancestors lived in the self-sabotaging energies, then you're also in that because of them. They gave you that gift. And now your body is hopefully trying to heal that. It will always try to heal it, but it depends how conscious you are to understand, you know, the red flags that pop up. But most people don't know about those, so they're unconscious. This is why you keep thinking that you're a victim, because you haven't healed that body. So you're dealing with all of their stuff trying to heal that. So in that nice, we'll say, computer folder that you're playing out in this lifetime, or that the chapters in your book, and the book is titled Self-Sabotage, the entities know about that, and they will all come to you because they're running that same pattern. Now, you may have entities that are out there that live in love and joy. Okay, well, they're not going to come to you because your book is all about self-sabotage. So you're going to be drawing them to you. Once you get rid of the book, then they're not going to come to you because they don't resonate to that any longer. They look for somebody else to play their game, their lifestyle, whatever they had, because they get that energy from that. Remember, they're just running the energy that they know of. If they knew about complete love energy, and if all the entities that are flying around here knew about that, then we wouldn't really have any problem with them. We would probably have too much love, you know. And I don't know if that could be enough or not, but that's all they would resonate to. But because we have so much different types of things happening here, and the common denominator is torture, is, having low self-esteem, is being a victim here. All these things come forth, and since the entities experienced that in their past lifetimes, they're looking for people just like that to re-experience that, because that's all that they know. That's their whole life. So they want to understand that and know that and experience that over again. And this is why they come to you. So if you have a thing of being a victim, they're going to come to you because the book that you're reading and know about from your ancestors, your whole life is based on the book of being a victim. If you have neglect, it's the same thing, the book of neglect. If you have maybe sexual abuse issues, it's in there too. That's another book. So we have many books that are running at the same time. And those books bring those entities as we run our daily life, as people push our buttons. Remember, they're reading the same book that you are. Different chapters of the book, but everybody around you, all of your friends, typically will have the same scenario that you have, maybe just at a different level of consciousness, a different level of intensity, because your bodies all came together to meet to help to work on the bodies to get rid of this energy. Or maybe you walk into a store and you want to buy something, and the clerk behind the counter resonates with your book, and her book is very similar to your book. Maybe you both have a thing about being cheated out of money, so she tries to cheat you out of some of your change, and that pushes your button because you felt that you should have had 50 cents more, and all of a sudden you get into an argument because you're both dealing with the same issue. So this is kind of how life works here. So your body wants to get out of here. This is why ascension time comes. So it's up to you that's listening to become conscious enough to save your body. And then naturally your spirit needs to be cleansed too to get released out of here. But, you know, aside from that, this is what the body does in each lifetime. And like I say, if you've been here for more than 2,000 years, that means that you missed the last ascension because you were not conscious enough to understand that you could get out of here. And the dark side more than likely took you to an off-planet clone Earth or something like that. But, you know, kind of getting away from that negativity. Yeah, we are working on energies here, and by having a clearing, it can release the entities if they're in stored inside of your folder file. If they have other issues, maybe they have the issues of 10 other things along with that one, well, they probably won't leave then. But it all depends on the intensity of it. I see that we have somebody here that wanted an empathic clearing. So this is designed for people who pick up stuff. They're like a magnet to people around them as far as energies, and maybe even people too. It's all of a sudden they're like a people magnet, or they draw negative energies from people, or the people start giving them energy psychic cordings, and they can't get away from it, and they're very afraid of going out into the world because of people's energies. And that's very common here. A lot of the more awake people don't want to go out because they don't want to be slimed. So, and being slimed is not good. So here we go. We're going to do an empathic clearing. I'll go back 10 days for this one here. So 10 days ago cleared. And this is a 100% clearing for about 80% of the energy. I had to do your whole lifetime to clear it out. So here we go. 10 days cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. And today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, that was a wonderful explanation, and I'm so glad that you saw that request for the empathy body clearing sample and talked about that a little, because we have some questions from Yolanda on the fast chat, and I think that actually that could pertain to some of the things she's asking about. One of her questions was, you know, about what type of healings would be good for an issue where you just feel like you need to withdraw from public, or you just don't feel like going out in public so much. So you were just mentioning that if your sensory or empathy body is blocked or full of this negative emotional charge or density, then that could make you kind of not want to go into public. And also, I thought maybe you could talk about the sensory body, too, because doesn't that relate to the same issue in a way?
Yeah, they're very similar, although they're a different body. So it kind of depends. The sensory is how you relate to life, where the empathic is a little bit different. It's like I say, it's kind of similar. You'd have to check with yourself to see which one you really need. If you have either one of them, it might just take away the issues that you're dealing with in the other type of body. But here we go. We'll do one for the sensory body. This is how you, in a sense, view life here. If you didn't have any senses, you couldn't view life. You wouldn't know what life is. You know, if you couldn't touch things or taste things or smell or see, you know, or feel, then at that point you would not be able to experience life. So this is the way we input here. But sometimes that body gets overloaded. You get overly stimulated in one of those areas, maybe even all of them. That makes you want to withdraw, too. So these bodies, you just think of it as like a shock absorber in a way, or a way that they actually keep away the stuff from hurting your physical body. So if you are experiencing this stuff and you don't like it, it's just an indication that this body can no longer buffer the energy between people and you, or things and you. So this is why we do these clearings, to get these bodies cleared out so that you can eliminate the suffering. So here we go. This is a sensory body, so we'll do it 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so see how that feels for you. Just check your body out. There's another clearing that I saw briefly on the fast chat here about allergies, which one might be needed, or, you know, it's hard to say. If you have a problem with your body, what you may want to also have, this is a physical condition, you may want to work with the mind of the body. So I'll do that clearing for you. The mind of the body allows your body to get energized over again with healing energy. Otherwise, it's kind of blocked too. So that's the mind of the body, and the mind of the body is with the body. It has nothing to do with your spirit, because your spirit is there to help you, but the mind of the body is always working as long as the body's living. This is why the body doesn't die, because the body can still eat and sleep, and the heart beats, everything else, and the mind of the body is doing that. And when that energy system gets overloaded, then you may have a hard time healing. So here we go, mind of the body. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Wow, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. A lot of stuff yesterday for somebody. Okay, there we go. And, okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. There's so many different things, like you said, that could kind of be at the root of one particular issue. So it's kind of a matter of kind of going through the clearings that are the ones that will, you know, be the most important to do at first, and then working your way through things that, that you know, you feel would benefit you. One of them that we haven't talked about is all the different ways that people are mind controlled, and that can also make somebody feel like withdrawing or not, you know, being as active as they were, or have all kinds of, you know, problems because you've got that mind control energy on you. And that could come from cordings, from planets, for example. Ron, you've talked a lot about how we can have not just the astrological planets that we're used to, but, you know, maybe even thousands of planets that, you know, are sending energy cords to us to drain us of our energy. Can you explain about how that could affect someone?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that is conscious to most people. Well, it's really unconscious to them, because most people think that having your natal chart and looking in the newspaper each day to see how the planets are going to affect your life, not realizing consciously that you're being mind-controlled. You know, they're not stated that way. Somehow they're kind of stated in the same breath as this is your karma. And with your karma, you're set up here, or not that you're set up, but, you know, you're naturally here to experience learning lessons. And the learning lessons kind of come forth through the planets, and the planets will tell you if you're going to have a good day or not, you know, because of the way you're set up astrologically with your birth. So when you kind of reverse all the wording around and you say, well, these planets are there because they're from the dark side, and they're from the dark side only because the light never controls you. So when you start realizing, well, if the light only works in the now, how can I have a future prediction and a complete chart of my whole life when I'm born, when I'm going to die, when things are going to happen to me? That can't be of the light. And when you start thinking that way, you go, well, wait a minute, I want to get out of this thing. So now you become fully conscious that everybody knows about you if they know your birth date, okay, and the time that you're born. They can predict your behaviors because this is what you're being run by. And you can get out of that naturally, but most people don't know about getting out of it. They still live in mind energy. They still live in the planetary energies, which is the mind energies also. And so, you know, the implants are another thing, and the mind-controlling stuff, but basically, you know, what's known to everybody on this planet is that you have, you know, your natal chart, and these planets are controlling you. And they only talk about, you know, a handful of them that you have in your chart, you know, the 12 basic signs of the zodiac. Well, there's thousands of these things. So those are probably the ones that they know about or chose to bring forth. And then all of a sudden they say, well, we found a new planet. I heard that, you know, years ago, number 13 or something. But, you know, there's a couple thousand of these out there, and they're all going to influence you. So here we go. We'll do a planetary clearing. And this one here, like I was saying, if you have maybe bad luck in your life, you have stuff happening to you also. And also these planets cord your body, cord your organs. So I get a lot of validation from that when I do this clearing for people. All of a sudden they go, yeah, I had this kidney ache, and it went away when you got this planet released off me. And I don't give the planet names because I wouldn't even know what they would be called. There's so many of them. But once you do the clearing, you go, man, my body feels great. Well, that's because you've been corded. That's not good. So here we go. We'll take away 10 of these guys from you here. And these are just influences that are giving you a predetermined lifestyle and also sucking your energy from you. They're taking the energy, the life force out of your body. Remember, the light has a spirit, and this is what all the darkness wants. They want to get that spirit energy and keep living on it and living on it. And it's very unfortunate. And it's hard to say, you know, what these other planets are doing. So if there's a couple thousand of them, we get rid of, ten of these. There's, you have a lot of them left still. 1,990 of them. Okay, so here we go. And there's more than 2,000. So just to get your mind into the mental arena here. Here we go, and we have a caller. We'll get that caller in about a minute. So first planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and 10th release. Okay. And I just see something about skin problems here. Yeah, but maybe you got a skin problem from parallel lifetime. Maybe you're in 300 parallel lifetimes where there's a bright sun and you have the sun giving you some type of cancer. Then your spirit brings back cancer to this lifetime to you or something. And or skin rashes, irritation, some kind of skin problem. Okay, we have a caller, I believe. I heard a beep. Hello out there.
Ron? Hi, it's Pauline. I just wanted to give a testimonial quickly about, I have three clearings that you just talked about, the parallel lives.
Okay, three parallel life clearings, okay.
And the planetary one. It's just amazing what that felt like, but lucky. But unfortunately, other dark stuff is coming up, but that has nothing to do with that. But it made me so much more sensitive now. I really know what I have not been feeling all this time. So, and then also I totally dropped out of the, all that astrological information. Wasn't interested, and even if I wanted to, it's like my mind cannot handle it anymore. It's that dark energy creeping in. I could feel it. It won't allow, my spirit won't allow it anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That clearings.
That's great.
So, that's
thank
it.
You for calling.
I wanted to share that.
That's a great testimonial. Yeah. So basically, when you have clearings done, at first you're unconscious. And then once you have, the clearing done, then all of a sudden you do become more sensitive to what you don't want to have in your life. And so this is what Pauline was saying, is that she's now more sensitive about her surroundings and she doesn't want to do things, maybe go places or whatever, or see people that she used to do in the past, because now she feels their energy because the clearing allowed her to become more sensitive. And being sensitive is not bad. It's just having, another word is saying that she's now more aware and more conscious of who to go to and who not to go to and who to touch and everything else, because she knows that whatever she's going to be doing, if she does that, it's going to cause her body harm. So that's a very good validation, just by having a clearing done. That's wonderful. So, it's not that having a clearing done makes you more sensitive to things, which would make you freak out typically. It's the fact that becoming more aware is what you want to have. You want to have awareness so you don't do something. And this is the wonderful thing about the clearings, that it takes away the stuff so you can actually live a better life. Because some people just go around with a bag over their head and they wonder why they keep, stepping on, dog doo in the ground. They don't see it, Well, once you get the bag taken off, then you can look around and say, I'm not going to do that any longer. I'm not going to beat myself up, et cetera. So very, very good. And that's what happens. People become more aware of energy and the body's energy and what they can do to help to protect their body from not getting tangled up in this stuff. Because remember, it's your conscious choice. It's your conscious choice if you choose to read, the natal chart, your astrological chart, and then believe what it's telling you. That's your choice. And if you don't have the clearing, that stuff can and will happen to you normally for what's being stated. But if you're more conscious, you can walk away from it and be in the moment, because you want to be in the moment. Remember, all this other stuff that you're reading about is time-based energies. And the dark side puts you into time. You want to get into the moment. This planet, if everybody on the planet here was in the moment, we'd have no war, because your heart would never want to harm anything of the light. And that's where you'd be living, would be in the light and living in peace and joy and happiness. And, the whole world here would change instantly. People talk about it, about how they like to have that happen, but nobody wants to do the work. I won't say nobody, you guys are listening who are doing it, but most people don't understand it, how simple it is just to drop into your heart center. So just switching gears slightly, it's up to you guys. Get me out there. I want to go to auditoriums and do healings on people. So you guys are the mouthpiece for this here. I'm doing my job here by doing these radio programs. So, but I need, you people to get out there and to tell all your friends to help them get back online to true spirituality. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, yeah, thank you, Pauline, for calling. And, boy, we have quite a few other questions. So let's see, we have one from Ren, which is really great because this also might help Yolanda with some of the questions she had. This could be another clearing that would apply to problems in life. And the question is, could you please explain what the victim body is and do a sample of that clearing?
Okay, the victim body is just somebody who has all kinds of problems. They're in the victim reality state. And that could be with anything, any type of issue. Remember, the emotional clearing will normally take a lot of this stuff away. But some people live deeper into this realm because their ancestors became victims more, and now you're dealing with that energy. So, you know, normally the emotional body and the trauma body can take care of that. But victim is another big heading. So here we go. And just the definition is somebody who thinks that they're, you know, people are controlling them, and maybe they're losing their self-esteem and they have to do what other people tell them to do. Then they become a victim to that energy. You know, the it's like Dennis and Menace will say the old days of, you know, walking around with this black cloud over your head and whatever you touch, you know, breaks or something, you know. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So for you younger people out there, there was a show on TV. It was black and white, and it was Dennis the Menace. So, you know, I'm not that old, but you know, it's interesting to talk to people, and especially people like in the teens and 20s, you know, and they have a different vocabulary, and you bring something up that you grew up with, you know, you people who are, you know, a little bit older out there, you know what I'm talking about. And then you, you know, but the younger people, they just kind of don't relate because that's not in their reality. But anyway, that's what that show was about. And if you remember black and white TV, you probably remember seeing that. And I think also, you know, the Leave It to Beaver was on too, that show, you know, the all-American mother and father, you know, giving morals out to society, some more mind-controlling stuff. But it was kind of neat. They did have the rascal in there. I forgot what his name was, but he ended up being, I guess, a rock star or something. But Eddie Haskell, yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the show. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you know, getting back to that victim body, you know, it's so interesting, and this is one thing that I find that's so fascinating about these clearings. Because, for example, there's a lot of teachings about being responsible for your own condition, being responsible for your life, not, you know, being like a victim or not thinking of yourself as being a victim of whatever other people are doing or saying or thinking and so on. And so you might even have risen to the consciousness at that one level of looking at your life as far as what you are responsible for. But on the other hand, locked in your DNA could be, just like you were saying, Ron, this kind of victim energy that comes, that's passed down to you, that you had nothing to do with. It's from your ancestors and what they went through, and their emotional garbage got passed along to you through the DNA process down the genetic lineage. So suddenly you're in this life, and you have that energy that's kind of there, like in your psychic billboard, and maybe broadcasting out to people. And so maybe that energy is even causing other people to act out to you in a way that you would expect people to act to a victim, you know, taking, you know, being mean to them or whatever. So that victim energy, for no reason of your own or no fault of your own, can be there in your physical mock-up and in your consciousness because it's been passed to you. And that's what's so great about these clearings from the light ship, is that this type of stuff is cleared instantaneously from you, and it's cleared way back as far as you want to do the clearings to take it back, either your whole lifetime, or you can take it down through the seven generations like Ron talks about. So anything you want to add to that about, you know, that whole kind of thing that comes up a lot of time too, Ron, with the New Age teachings, that, you know, that makes people feel so bad, like if they get sick or they get an injury, like, you know, there's, you know, something's wrong with them, when in fact a lot of this stuff can be just things that are you're dealing with from your ancestors.
Yep, that's great, yeah. And what I will say is probably a lot of books out there on self-healing, and they may touch upon this. Maybe they might even go pretty deep into it. But until you get the body cleared out of you, whatever that body would be, you're not ever going to get healed, because that body has to get healed. And the light ship knows how to heal that body. So you can read all the books. You can do all the physical exercises. You can get out and hit your pillow every night or do mantras or whatever. It's not going to clear out that body. And so we're just talking about DNA being stored, you know, genetic imprintings in us, information, we'll say, from our ancestors that we're experiencing. So to make it really simple, in case I may be losing one or two people out there, you know, you have, you know, you go to a farm and you see chickens, right, and you see a chicken egg, and, you know, when that chicken egg hatches, it's supposed to be a chicken. So this is the genetics of the chicken, bringing forth another offspring like themselves, okay? You would never expect that egg to hatch and have it become a frog, okay? It's not going to happen, unless the ET's got a hold of it and engineered a chicken with a frog or something. But aside from that, it's going to be, you know, a chicken every time. So this is what you need to realize, is that, you know, your parents did the same thing to you and back to you. Just like chickens that were chickens, you know, 500 years ago are going to be a chicken today, typically, except for the DNA changes that went through in the 500-year period of time. But it's still going to be a chicken, and you're still going to be like yourself, a human. And so a human is going to be a human carrying all that DNA and all those thoughts. Now, if for some reason, you know, through evolution, you know, a chicken was able to start to walk with its wings, and have two wings and two legs, then it would have, say, four legs. Yeah, the offspring then would start to have that same trait. And this is what, you know, what happens. So you're actually living the program, like we said, of your ancestors. And how many books do you have stored? So just think of your computer, which you're on right now, you know, when you go into your programs, how many programs do you have running? And how many of those programs can kind of overlap to another one? You know, it might be very, very similar, but with a different heading on it. Well, this is the same way our body is. So this is why I say when you have an emotional clearing, it can take away a lot of the stuff, and then you find out what's left. So, you know, things do kind of go back and forth, and it depends how somebody who was using, let's say, a victim energy, maybe that only happened for the last 4,000 years. Maybe before that it was some other energy, but it turned into a victim energy. So by getting rid of the victim energy, you might say, yeah, I feel great, but. And the but would be that before that time, we'll say, something else was running and somebody switched it from being a victim. And maybe they're running self-sabotage more, and now they became a victim where they had feel people's energies more. So they're very similar. I think I heard a beep. Someone like to come on, please. And what's your name? Hello?
Hello, do we have a caller on?
Oh, I think we had one.
Maybe they got dropped. We'll just listen, I guess, for another beep, or if someone's there, just pitch in anytime you like.
Can you hear me? I'm Larry.
Oh, there you go.
Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. I had a question, Ron.
Yes.
What is the light pain's typical day's work on the light ship?
Oh, geez. A day's work is, put it into our time, is 24 hours. And for myself, I probably relax maybe a couple hours about every 2 months. So if I put it into time, that's what it would be.
Okay.
And some have families, some don't. But that's kind of what I do, you know, as being a doctor up there. I'm always on. And what I do is go out to... I have my own light ship that I go to, and I do rescues and stuff on places that need to have, hard cases, we'll say, of types of healing. That's what I do. Where maybe let's just say a planet blew up or something like that, or there's been like a fire or something like that on a place, I'll go there and actually do the repairs of different life forms. So that's my role in it. So I hope that maybe answered your question here. But yeah, the light beings normally work continuously. So at times I wonder why I work continuously here. That's the reason. I'm always doing something. So I have a hard time just relaxing. So I'm always doing something. And that's who I am, what I am. So anyway, that's what they do. They're there to help. They're there to help everything in creation to stay with that light frequency.
I see.
Hope that answers the question.
Yes, it does. Okay, well, they're all similarly doing the same kind of work then on the light ship, the families, and integrate with one another to do similarly the same kind of work then, I would assume.
Yes, that's correct, yeah, because they haven't incarnated yet, but they can have families if they wish to do so. So when they do finally decide to leave, the ones that are there that are going to leave, then they do leave. And they normally do not come back, you know. Myself, I come and go. I go to different places to help out through ascension. So I don't necessarily incarnate or stay in a lifetime. This lifetime I'm here, but normally I would not be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I might come to a place and just visit, maybe give some spiritual teachings or something, maybe share a body or help a body and leave. So I won't say I'd be a walk-in. But I might be, in a sense, someone that was chosen to come to help out. And then from there, I would leave. So I don't normally incarnate. So for me, that's why I hold a little different perspective on things than most other people, because my spirit hasn't been tainted by all these false teachings. Remember, it picks up the identity of each person throughout its lifetime. And so your spirits are kind of messed up through all these false teachings. They still have the divine spark, but there's so much garbage on top of it, in, you know, misinformation, lies, if you would, about everything that, you know, it's really hard to find the truth. This is why a lot of people, when they hear this show, they first either listen and they run, or they listen and they go, I got to hear this over again. It's just, something struck me and rang true, but I just don't know, because my belief patterns, my whole learned behavior has not been taught this. And then after about 6 shows to maybe 10 shows, you sort of kind of get the hang of what's going on. And then after a while, you go, man, this is right. You know, why am I living in this awful place here that was used to be light? And we hear about aliens now, and they're up on the ship clouds, and, you know, it's kind of a buzzword now about aliens coming to save us. And you go, you know, what, you know, why haven't they said it in the past? Why is it now, and why is it in the future? So the whole thing is, you know, just to, you know, to realize that most people have been lied to here, because, you know, this is just the way this planet has been overtaken by the darkness. And it's up to you to finally understand the truth and talk to your spirit. This show's all about that, to go within and, you know, to do that connection. In fact, we'll do it right now here. So we'll drop everybody down into their heart center. And our show on Friday, we could probably run over a little bit, I think. We'll see what happens on Friday. So I just wanted to say that, maybe 10 minutes over. But here we go. We're going to drop you down. So if this is the first time listening, 10th floor is your forehead, we'll say, your awakening thoughts. First floor is your heart center. So here we go, dropping down. I'll count from 10 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, I see we have a mind loop sample on the fast chat here. I'll do that real quick here. So again, we'll go back 5 days. And this is for people who have the same thoughts over and over again, can't get out of your own way because you're caught in a mental program. And this mental program, kind of like the old days of having a continuous loop cassette, and it keeps running and running and running, or like a record that has a scratch on it, and it keeps playing the same thing over again. And even worse, you might even think when sometimes a CD player skips or makes that noise that keeps sounding like it's a bunch of reverberations. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll just do a sample here. We did this on one of our, I think we did it Monday, if not mistaken. We did a sample of the inharmonious frequencies here, which are the odd harmonics that are the dark side energies coming here. So they're all out of phase. They're not harmonious. So we'll just call it out of phase frequencies. We'll take this away from people. So if you like what we're doing, you may want to come on the conference calls Mondays and Fridays. They're $20 for 1 hour. Here we go. So 5 days ago, cleared. A little hard to do this clearing in days. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll just continuously do this here, and I'll put Sylvia on. I'll be clearing for about a minute here. So here we go, Sylvia. Back to you.
Okay. Well, that feels wonderful. Those inharmonious frequencies, when they get cleared out, it just feels so good, like everything is kind of settling into harmony or a softness. Instead of being like a jarred feeling, it's just great. And I wanted to thank Larry for calling in with that question about the light beings. That was really fun.
Thank you, Larry.
and also, let's see, I'm just looking over some of the other questions that we had on the fast chat, hoping we can fit some more in before we run out of time. Ron, when you started to talk about ascension a little bit ago, we had someone on the fast chat who wasn't familiar with the concept of being able to turn your body into a light body so that it actually could have the ability to leave the earth plane without the death process at the time of ascension. I guess that was a new concept for them and maybe for some other listeners as well. So maybe we could just have a little Ascension 101 to kind of bring everyone up to speed on that concept.
Okay, so in a nutshell, what happens is that the universe that's created by the light, which is the light chip, that created everything in light frequencies, which gave everybody free will, free choice. And certain locations, and this is probably one of them, the earth plane here, got controlled by the darkness. How and why, you know, I have no idea. I know that the ETs, the extraterrestrial, the aliens, took the place over and used their free will against us, okay? And they could have also been created by the light. They just sold themselves out like people do on this planet for a cause to get a payoff or whatever. But whatever happened, happened. They weren't protecting the Earth plane. The light ship gave the Galactic Federation, our space brothers, control over this here, to protect us, to teach us ascension teachings every 2,000 years. So what happens is, because the darkness does come to here and maybe other places, hopefully not too many, and I hope none is worse than this, but regardless, all we do is live here. This is all we have to deal with. But what's out there is just a bunch of words. And, you know, when you're suffering here, you don't really care about anything else in the universe because your focus is your lifetime that you have right now, this very moment. So the light chip comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness from the planet and from the universe of light and starts over again. So Jesus came 2,000 years ago to facilitate this process. So he was down here to, in a sense, do the teachings, do the healings, and to show people about the ascension. Well, when he got killed, I guess the light ship planned at that time to do the ascension. Maybe they were going to do it, 20 years after that time, but I believe, I can't be quoted as 100% correct on this, but at that particular time, that's when the ascension more than likely occurred. I'll know more when I look back upon the records from the light ship. But, you know, aside from that, ascension was here. He taught the people how to do the ascension. And the people on the earth did do the ascension at that time, who were listening to his teachings and knew that they had to clean out their bodies. So Jesus came. And with Christianity, they talk about Jesus was killed for your sins. Well, in a sense, that is true. He was killed because he was teaching your ancestors 2,000 years ago how to release out of their bodies the judgment so that the body could become a light body. So your body is and does have the divine spark into it also, like your spirit. But it would like to become more spirit, and it would like to have your spirit, which is what you have when you're first born, completely in your body. This is why babies have a glow around them, because it's containing full spirit energy. And you very seldom see people living, walking with that glow around them. So if you did, they'd be very, very spiritual. So that means that the spirit has to integrate and be with every cell of your body to do the ascension. This is what Jesus was teaching. The dark side didn't like that teaching because, remember, the dark side sees the body as physical food, emotional energy, with no body, no emotional traumas, no energy that they can live off of. So the traumas are how they live off the energy. So they don't want the body to do any ascension to leave here because they'll lose part of their food source. It's just very, very simple. And so the ascension process is allowing your body to have the gift to actually, in a sense, dematerialize and rematerialize someplace else, because it can now become a spirit body. Otherwise, like when somebody dies, they get returned to, you know, maybe a grave, you know, they're buried in a casket, and at that point, the body kind of rots. Well, this is a way that the body can actually transform itself and leave and not have death. So this is the ascension process. And the same is true of your spirit. The spirit needs to be cleaned out, too, so it can leave out of here. Then we go on to barcode clearing, which is not what the question was, so that's a whole different show. But the main thing is ascension is here to allow your body the gift to leave here in its physical form in perfect health when it's rematerialized over again and to be in a different dimension. And that's ascension. So the bottom line to me is, everybody listening, how much do you love your body? You know, it's suffering greatly down here because it got stuck into this awful location. How it got here makes no difference, but it's here, and you're living in it. So if you do honor and love your body, you may want to attempt to do clearings to get it so it feels better. That's the whole thing, you know, it's suffering. And if you see a dog on the street that got run over by a car and it's suffering, wouldn't you give it aid? Wouldn't you take it to a vet or something to see if they could fix the dog? Well, your body's far worse than that. You know, it's just surviving here. Remember, there's people that are living probably today that can live for 200 years. Why? Because their diet's probably better, and they don't have a lot of the judgment energy in them. So this is the whole thing, is to get back into spiritual integrity with your body and to know yourself, which is your spirit. Otherwise, you're in mind energy. So the difference is mind being in time, spirit being out of time in the moment. And your spirit, you know, energy is really diluted when you go into time energy, because then you're controlled by the darkness. That's your natal chart. That's your setup here. So back to you, Sylvia. I hope I touched upon that good enough for the caller.
It was wonderful. I wish we could go on, but we're completely out of time. We have about maybe 30 seconds more to just make any announcements about what you're doing in New York, in case anyone would like to meet you there or work with you and so on, and upcoming events.
Sure. So this coming Saturday will be at the ARE Center in Manhattan on 30th Street, 241 30th. They're having a little fundraiser for the ARE Center. I'll be there with an Aura camera. And I think it starts around either 11 or 1 o'clock or something. So around noontime, we'll say. And then on that evening, Saturday evening at 6:30 to 9:30, I'll have a workshop if you wish to come to it. And if you're back here in the New York area, definitely come to the ARE Center. It'd be a blast. You'll have a lot of fun there. And then from there, the following weekend, the last weekend of this month, we're going to the Yoga Raw Food Expo at the New Yorker Hotel, 34th and 8th Street, a couple blocks from Penn Station or / Madison Square Garden. And from there, we'll be there and having a great time. And we'll be there for 3 days, having the light infusion chamber up. So, again, hope to see you there. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our show on this Friday is the same time as this one, basically, 5 minutes earlier. And we may run over an extra 10 minutes and get more questions answered because we're the only show on station, too. So, blessings to all of you. See you later, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.